This is the Deeper Understandings column written by R. Guy Irwin, who is president of United Seminary. He entitles it, A God We Can Trust, on being Osage Indian, Lutheran, and Gay. For many years, I gave little thought to the complexity of my being Osage, Lutheran, and Gay, growing up in the Osage Nation and learning about my Osage ancestors' history and customs, following my path to self-acceptance as a gay man, and embracing the Lutheran Church faith. Well, these seem to be three distinct aspects of my story, and although they overlap chronologically, they didn't always connect. But now, after years of reflection with more experience interpreting my own story, I begin to understand how all this made me who I am. My earliest sense of self was being a mixed-race Osage boy from Oklahoma, and how this was I first understand where I belonged in the American story. It placed me in a family, in a tribe, and a geological and geographical location. Unlike many ELCA members, I was born into a family that wasn't Lutheran or even Christian. My mostly white family members were culturally Protestant, but only barely. In spite of that, I was always interested in church as a point of belonging and identity for my friends and neighbors. It might have been the story of the Osage Nation's encounter with Christianity and the question of why my family wasn't part of the faith that got me started thinking about what church meant to people. Wherever that interest might have begun, it was reinforced later by an experience to become the main focus of my work as a scholar. Historically, most Osage Christians were Roman Catholic, and our encounters with French Catholic priests in the late 17th century shaped our view of Christianity. But the white Protestant culture that surrounded us later after the Louisiana Purchase made us part of the U.S. and eroded the Catholic hold, and the Native American Church, a pan-Indian collection of spiritual traditions, partly replaced the Osage traditional religion, which had faded with the generations who spoke only the Osage language. My Osage family was Catholic, but only formally so. Their culture and ethics were Osage with an overlay of middle-class white American. There wasn't a single Lutheran church in the Osage Nation. I was first exposed to Martin Luther in college, studying the Reformation in a history class, and I immediately found him fascinating as a great and relevant thinker. Luther's clear-eyed understanding of human nature as a blend of selfishness and selflessness always caught me between hope and fear, seemed realistic to me in a way more abstract religions didn't. Lutheran's emphasis on God coming to us in Jesus, meeting us in our humanness instead of demanding that somehow we transcend ourselves to know God's love, seemed the most powerful and convincing way to find God in whom we can really trust. I've never found perfectionist religious thinking to be either convincing or attractive. Why would a God who chooses to be with us as we are need us to be essentially different from the response to that love? The idea that God loves us in spite of our saint-sinner reality, or even because of it, was liberating to me and made being Christian seem possible. I see that now that that is the work of the Spirit. Being gay was also a part of my story. In college, I came to terms with a sexual orientation I'd never understood before. I had no trouble knowing who I was. I just had a hard time imagining a whole lifetime of being that person. This was in the 1970s, just as LGBT identity came into public conversation. And as I matured into the 80s, in the midst of the AIDS crisis, again, Luther's earthly no-shame view of humanity helped me find God even amid a suffering community of friends and peers. Though I survived that era, I carry it with me, the way a war veteran does his service, changed, carrying some guilt, but happy to have come through alive. I had an accepting Lutheran Church family by then that helped. Late in life, I've woven these three aspects of my life, Osage, Lutheran, Gay, closer together, and I'm happier, more complete for it. The tensions are still there, in ways I can sometimes feel, but even in the pinch points, I find a God who loves me in my complexity and even in my self-contradiction. In that trust, I can truly live.